I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are officially engaged. The singer and actress and the baseball analyst announced the news on Instagram with a picture of the $1 million ring with a backdrop of the sunset. The two then celebrated in a bedroom full of roses. No official date has been set. What's weird, though, is that last night, former MLB star Jose Canseco accused Alex Rodriguez of cheating on Jennifer Lopez with none other than his own ex-wife.
I saw that. I was like, oh, man, you're ruining the honeymoon, the happy time.
So his ex-wife is Jessica Canseco. He wrote, little does J-Lo know that A-Rod is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl has no idea who he really is. This isn't the first time he's made these claims either. In 2008, he said, I really believe that they had an affair. I'm pretty sure of it. I spoke with Alex and he denied it, but the way he denied it, it wasn't reassuring. I spoke to my ex-wife last year about it. And I'm not going to say that she did acknowledge it that they did, but she didn't say that they didn't. He also said that he was present when A-Rod called his ex-wife only a few months ago. Jose will even fight A-Rod over it. He said, Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want. And then he said, J-Lo, if you want the truth about Alex Rodriguez, call me. And gave his phone number.
Well, Jose Canseco, though, is like, he would do a celebrity boxing match because he needs the money.
Oh, is this what all this is? Like, just drama?
Well, no, like, I mean, it could be real. I mean, obviously, the guy, like, said before, like, back in the day, like, I guess Jeter used to lust after his wife. Like, I wouldn't be cool with that if I was a teammate or a baseball player, but I don't know if it actually happened. My point is, he doesn't have to do anything anymore. Like, A-Rod doesn't have to do anything. He can do whatever.
So what do you think? Is A-Rod cheating with this girl or no?
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised.
You would or
you
wouldn't?
You think he's a cheater?
No, I wouldn't, just because, like, he's kind of like a freak, you know? Like, he's a little bit...
He is?
Yeah, like, he used to hire women just to be, like, naked, hanging around.
Who doesn't do that? Who doesn't do that?
Around his, like, pool, and, like, he would have them, like... up in the trees, just like hanging
out
in the trees.
In the trees?
When he would just be like out by the pool, like hanging out
get what
on
the
an
big
afternoon
deal is.
And have like naked girls up in trees doing like cartwheels around his yard.
That was a leprechaun in the tree.
No, yeah, that was
so
a naked
he's just
woman.
Like a weird person.
If I had more disposable income, I would do the same thing. I mean, you call that weird, but okay.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett was indicted by a grand jury on 16 felony counts over claims that he staged a homophobic and racist attack on himself. According to sources, he staged the attacks to help himself get a pay raise. He now faces 48 years in prison if convicted. Woo! And returns to court on March 14th.
It's going to be an awesome episode on Empire.
Pete Davidson joked about the age difference between him and new girlfriend Kate Beckinsale on SNL over the weekend.
Crazy fascination with our age difference. But it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
You're going down.
And Captain Marvel was not only the biggest movie in the U.S., but the biggest in the world. The Marvel Comics movie took in $153 million in the U.S. and $455 million globally over the weekend, making it one of the biggest blockbusters ever, led by a woman. And it was the sixth largest worldwide debut ever. Last weekend's top movie, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, fell just second with $14.7 million, while a Madea Family Funeral fell a spot to third with $12.1 million. Coming up in less than an hour, the Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj feud just got even bigger.